Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now, this very minute. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready. Jesus is coming. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And please, my friends, know the I Am has sent me unto you, and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand. This program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program. I know it's the summer and many of you are spending time out, but please pray and ask the Lord if he would have you support this program, and then respond as the Lord directs you. Now for our last days end times quick Bible study, King James Version, from Matthew chapter 10, verses 21 through 22. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Watchman comment, that word death here speaks of that separation, whether natural or violent, of the soul and the body by which the life on earth is ended, with the implied idea of future misery in hell, which shall be very significant at the time of the end, when relatives shall rise up against each other due to satanic influence in the form of hatred. Not a very desirable time in our lives, but nevertheless it does teach us how very close the time of the end. And, my friends, we shall be here before we are taken out for some of that time. For the last part of our study, verses clearly tell us, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Endurance is plainly the key to be able to survive the end times, the last days we live in today. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen and amen. Let's endure to the end on this program so we may enter heaven as the last day draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus, Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken the true truth from the word of Almighty Yahweh. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for what I have, saith God, I have in abundance. Not like the world, who must strive for everything it obtains. For I am the creator of all things, and they must create their own things, saith God. For I will not provide for them as I provide for you. So reach out now in these last days with all that you have within you unto me, saith God. For I have everything that you would need, saith the Lord.
I am the one true God, saith the Lord. I am the one who is in the midst of thee. Yea, I am the one that's the Prince of Peace. Yea, I am the mighty God. I'm the everlasting Father throughout all eternity.
I have been with thee through adversity, saith God. I have been with thee through the waters, yea, when they sought to overflow thee, saith the God of heaven. Yea, I have been with thee through the fires that sought to kindle upon thee, when thou hast walkest through the darkest hours of thy life, saith God. But I'm alive, saith the Lord, in that last day. There is churches in the midst, saith God, that have no life, even though there is pollutions, even though your cisterns have leaked, saith God. Yea, I'm a refreshing that will come into your spirit, saith the Lord. I will uplift thee, saith God. I will strengthen thee this day. Oh, look to me, for yea, again I will say, I'm the author and finisher of your faith, saith the Lord.
My, my, my. Now a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. And as I always say, on this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Acts chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, King James Version. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Watchman comment. At first, Saul persecuted Christians. But now here we see him as Paul, Acts chapter 13, verse 9, preaching the baptism of repentance that John the Baptist preached in Christ Jesus. And instead of running away in fear of persecution, people responded by allowing Paul to baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, two other miracles happened. They spoke with tongues, and they prophesied. Baptism, tongues, and prophecy received just by the simple act of the laying out of hands by an anointed man of God. Amen. Is not our God an awesome God? Get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. Alex from Virginia and Robert from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program, for both Wednesday night and the Saturday morning repeat. Father, bless them, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Father, I just thank you and praise you and honor you and give you glory, Lord, that you have touched Alex and Robert's heart, Lord. I pray that you meet their each and every need, Father, for I am sure they have them. Lord God, just open up the doors of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they cannot seem to even contain. Hallelujah. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire on this program. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. SOS alert. Help stop out-of-control science from destroying us all. The human race is gravely threatened by out-of-control science that has already begun to reveal alarming unintended consequences across our planet. The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power facility, for example, still contains massive quantities of stored nuclear fuel rods, 85 times the radiation of the Russian Chernobyl catastrophe of many years ago. And those rods are alarmingly vulnerable to an earthquake or repeat tsunami, which could unleash another massive plume of radiation. Humanity has reached a tipping point of developing technology so profound that it can destroy the human race. Yet this rise of science has in no way been matched by a rise in consciousness or ethics. Today, science operates with total disregard for the future of life on Earth. And it scoffs at the idea of balancing scientific progress with caution, ethics, and reasonable safeguards. Unbridled experiments like GMOs have unleashed self-replicating genetic pollution that now threatens the integrity of our food crops around the world, potentially threatening the global food supply. My, my, my. Continuing. Mysterious illnesses strike hundreds of flight attendants, causes rashes and hair loss. Are toxic uniforms, as they think, really to blame, or is it Fukushima? Hundreds of Alaska Airlines flight attendants have filed a formal complaint about uniforms they suspect might be causing their skin to rash and develop lesions, and their hair to fall out. But based on the timing of the symptoms and their relation to similar symptoms in local marine life and polar bear populations, which has also had those symptoms, it appears as though radiation from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster may also be a potential culprit. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings on this program now? Continuing. Plumegate. Secret documents prove global cover-up of continued Fukushima radiation pollution. Private emails, meeting transcripts, and other key documents reveal that both the Obama White House and the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, were well aware of just how bad things really were with Fukushima from the early days of the disaster, but they did nothing to warn the public about it. In fact, the NRC and the White House purposely did not warn Americans about a massive radiation plume that struck the West Coast just days after the massive earthquake and tsunami hit Japan's eastern coast. According to information gathered from hundreds of pages worth of private NRC emails, conference calls, and secret meetings, key players in the Fukushima whitewashing campaign, including the NRC's David McIntyre and Elliot Brenner, were hard at work in the days following the disaster, distracting public attention away from it, by pretending that a radioactive plume did not exist while simultaneously sending out misinformation to the media. These two, in conjunction with White House officials, actively participated in a criminal cover-up of the truth. Continuing. UK introduces Big Brother wristbands. Festival organizers face anger over plans to introduce microchips that will show where the gig-goers are at any time. Carrying cash and bank cards at busy music festivals may be a thing of the past, with the organizers expected to lead the calls for microchip wristbands this summer. But some gig-goers have raised concerns about the bands, labeling the device, which could also identify the user and trace their steps during the events, as Big Brother technology. The move is set to make it the first fully contactless festival on the UK shores, allowing music lovers to load up money onto them and pay for drinks at the swipe of an arm. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Watchman comment, that may be in the UK, but it'll be here soon, don't you know. Continuing. Imagine a fearfully strong drug that eliminates freedom while leaving the victim completely articulate. That drug exists on the streets of Colombia. The drug is called scopolamine, but it is known as the devil's breath and is derived from a particular type of tree common to South America. Stories surrounding the drug are the stuff of urban legends, with some telling horror stories of how people were raped, forced to empty their bank accounts, and even coerced into giving up an organ. The drug is odorless and tasteless and can simply be blown in the face of someone on the street. Their free will vanishes after being exposed to it, and they can be made to do things that they would never do when they're normal. My. Continuing. Superbugs mutate in India, rendering antibiotics impotent, and they are spreading. It is no longer a secret that drug-resistant bacteria are rapidly emerging and spreading all around the world as a result of the continued overuse and abuse of antibiotic drugs in both conventional medicine and industrial agriculture. But now it appears that the genes responsible for spawning these so-called superbugs are also spreading and turning otherwise mild conditions such as throat infections into deadly killers. Known as NDM-1 or New Delhi Methyl Beta Lactamase 1, these genes basically hitch a ride on mobile DNA loops known as plasmids and latch themselves onto various bacteria whenever and wherever they find an opportunity. The end result of this parasitic-like invasion into the bacteria is that even largely innocuous microbes can become extremely virulent and fully able to outsmart even the strongest antibiotic drugs available. Things as common as strep throat or a child's scratched knee could once again kill Seattle, said Margaret Chan, Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, at a recent meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark, about the phenomenon. Hip replacements, organ transplants, cancer chemotherapy, and care of preterm infants would become far more difficult or even too dangerous to undertake. My, the last days. Signs of the end times, they sure are here. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
A majority of Americans see gay and lesbian relationships as morally acceptable, according to a new poll from Gallup that further emphasizes that Americans are increasingly coming to accept homosexual relationships. Some 54% of those surveyed said homosexual relationships were morally acceptable, while 42% called them morally wrong, with 4% undecided. Watchman comment, that just proves how truly sick and perverted over 50% of the American minds today are. How long will it be before America experiences Yahweh's wrath? Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, and were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Now, Luke chapter 17, verse 30, very important. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And he's going to be revealed again very soon. That's why you're seeing all these things happening. Continuing. Myth busted. Vaccinations are not immunizations. There is only one kind of immunity, and that is the natural immunity, which is achieved by battling the infectious disease itself within the body. Vaccination is merely the artificial triggering of temporary responses to man-made pathogens. Vaccines are both harmful and dangerous and are leading to generations of humans with no natural defenses to disease. Vaccines do not provide long-term immunity, only temporary at best. Continuing. The Pentagon is researching narrative networks in order to find better ways to dream up cover stories that the public will swallow. According to a recent report, the Defense Department appears to be looking for a way to hijack the mind so it can implant false but believable stories. U.S. DARPA officials say that research is aimed at looking for ways to generate versions of events that would convince people not to support the enemy. The concept is called narrative networks. My. I call it brainwashing. How about you? Continuing. Doctors make too many errors when prescribing drugs. A new review compiled by the UK's General Medical Council expresses concern over the alarming number of medication errors caused by general practitioners, GPs, in the UK. According to the data, as many as 20% of patients taking prescription drugs have been victims of at least one medication error per year, and nearly one quarter of these cases have been severe or fatal. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings on this program now? If it happens in the UK, it also happens in America. Continuing. Russian troops to seize CIA facility in elaborate war game on U.S. soil? An officer who answers the phone at Fort Carson Public Affairs said that 20 Russian Special Forces soldiers were coming the end of May to be trained, because her understanding was that they were going to take part in Operation Enduring Freedom to help the Afghanis and us. She said that it was the first time Russians were being trained on U.S. soil, but it was being done partly to improve diplomatic relations, and partly because the terrain outside Fort Carson is similar to the terrain of Afghanistan. However, a lieutenant colonel said that the Russian soldiers will be escorted and watched 24/7, and they will not be running loose. The lieutenant colonel said that for years and years, the military has had a bilateral training program with the Russians. The program runs joint training missions. However, according to reports, the U.S. and Russian military will be engaging in an anti-terrorism exercise that will involve Russian paratroopers using U.S. weapons to take and hold the main facilities of the CIA and Denver International Airport in Colorado and the National Security Agency in Utah. Watchman comment, I don't know which is true and which isn't, but do you believe my warnings on this program now? Continuing. Obama's wicked marriage proposal. After having done everything in his power to undermine marriage, USA President Barack Hussein Obama has come out of the closet, so to speak, with his announcement that he's now for brideless or groomless marriage. But he didn't come out alone, he brought Jesus with him, citing Christ as his inspiration for directly attacking God's moral order. It is one thing to be a hypocrite, which Mr. Obama has been for years, since he began pretending to oppose redefinition of marriage, but refusing to defend the Federal Defense of Marriage Act while homosexualizing the military. It's quite another thing, however, to invoke Christ when doing the devil's work. That's blasphemy against Yahweh's Holy Spirit, a biblically unforgivable sin. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus is speaking, Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Watchman comment, Forget the voters, the Obama nation will have to answer to God for his blasphemous statements. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love offering. This program is listener supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. Some offerings have been falling off. There was a program a week ago that did not even have sponsors for it. Please pray. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? I pray that I do, and it will bless me. Believe me. It is summer, and folks are out doing things and forgetting to support Signs Radio. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 122. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, just abbreviate that N-Y. Zip code in the USA 13797. That address repeats in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. My dear listening friends, you have existence, but do you have eternal life? Existence is a state of being that one is physically born into. Life is a state of being that one is spiritually born into. A person does not need a saving relationship of God for existence, but one does need a saving relationship for eternal life. How can you have such a real and right relationship? Because of Yahweh and His Word, which liveth and abideth forever. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. John chapter 17, verse 3, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. But, my friends, as many as received Him, the Lord Jesus, to them gave He power, authority, to become sons or children of God, even to them that believe on His name, John chapter 1, verse 12. My listening friends, please take God at His word and receive Him today in order that you might have a saving, life-living relationship towards God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach other call in a church service by Brother Carlos.
Good evening, Science listeners. This is Brother Carlos. God has established spiritual laws. Like gravity, these laws are concrete and stable, and they work whether or not we believe in them. When someone tries to ignore the law of gravity, the effect will quickly be visible. When someone tries to ignore God's spiritual laws, the effects are just as real. Each of us has the freedom to choose whether or not we will follow God's spiritual law. If you haven't given your life over to Christ, please give it over to Christ now. He wants your soul so that he can continue to save more souls through you. Signs listeners, I love you. Brother Johnson loves you. The Science Ministers loves you. God loves you. Maranatha.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Saturday morning for a repeat of this Wednesday night program on frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. on WWCR transmitter CR2. That's 7490 Saturday, 7:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Then tune in again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central or 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. And there was 3 weeks in a row when we received no calls on Saturday night. That's two Saturday programs, 7490 at 8:30 Eastern in the morning and at 9 p.m. Eastern for 840 Saturday night, both WWCR as always. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com. www.signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link and send me an email from either website. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in to Signed Radio. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? That is how Signs Radio stays on the air. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLE NY 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent show tonight. Northwestern Ohio, loud and clear. Maranatha.
Thanks, brother, for that call. Sure to appreciate it. As you know, it helps keep Signs Radio on the air. God bless you, Maranatha.
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Kevin in North Adams, Massachusetts. Just heard you on 9.350 Wednesday, 7 p.m., coming in loud and clear. My radio goes up to a number 7 on strength. You were coming in at a 6 in North Adams, Massachusetts. Yahshua bless you. Bye.
Thanks, Brother Kevin, for that signal report. Sure did appreciate it. God bless you, my friend. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it truly does help keep Signs Radio on the air. And when you call, it surely blesses me every time you call. I have only one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it's busy until you get through. Thanks. Get ready. Here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, a little faster, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Thank you, my friends. You are a blessing. I pray that I am blessing you back as I intend. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.